Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement, the show by, for, and about one John Papagiorgio, the host. I am with today both my dear brother, Will. Say hello, Will.
Hey!
No more DJ voice at the moment. And Leo, our roommate.
Hello, ladies.
Leo, you are packing some reading material at the moment.
Reading live on the air.
Yes, I am.
There's one thing you could do better for a radio audience than reading silently. Don't know. Wow, who is the last you are staring at? Folks, what is the magazine we got first of all, Leo?
We have Blender.
We have Blender. Now, Blender is kind of a Maxim type thing, or is it?
It's more of with music. I guess Maxim meets Rolling Stones.
Okay, cool. So they're nakedly whoring themselves out for ad space by, you know, a little better than Rolling Stones doing it nowadays. You're trying to at least pretend to be a music magazine.
Leo's getting a call.
Hey.
Take over the importance
radio
of being on the radio. It's Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah, the
girl
from
Pussycat Doll. Right, okay, hold on. Let me see Nicole's bum.
Nobody knows them by name, but that's the main one.
Yes.
The one who actually sings, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. The one who looks Latin, but is actually like
Hawaiian.
Asian and Hawaiian and all kinds of whatever. Good.
I thought she looked Middle Eastern at first.
A little bit, actually, yeah. She just looks tan and good. Whatever. All right. Now that we've gotten, I don't know, I can't concentrate looking at that. Some good stuff.
All right, I'll change it.
We got Scarlett Johansson looking okay. A little white trashy in the Brittany Murphy mold.
True.
Oh, there we go. Usher.
Yeah, a little Usher. And now I have to take a break already.
Yeah.
But, all right. I think today we first wanted to go over, I think what we're going to do every week from now on, actually, is kind of just summarize the past week. You know, it's a subject we know pretty well.
I thought you were going to say summarize Trapped in the Closet.
We will be starting
be
with Trapped in the Closet in a
every
moment.
Week.
Yes.
Well, over a new chapter.
We have DVR'd that R. Kelly opus, and we will be watching it at least a few more times. I hope to drag people over after the Frankie Valli debacle later tonight. Oh, hold on. Let me write that into the outline. Lord knows how I forgot that. But, yeah, we witnessed the opus, all 22 parts, right? When did we come in? About part number 10, 8?
I think the original was like 1 through 12, so
exactly.
We must have done 13 through 20.
Did we do the 13 through 22 then?
Maybe. Like, I don't know, because we probably missed some, and like probably missed two chapters, but really, we got the gist of it. Basically, Sylvester.
Ooh, John and Leo are getting phone calls.
What can I say?
Blowing up.
Balda.
Hey, you can't handle my baller status.
But we have Leo's taking
his
second call
on the
air.
Air.
Putting his hand to his mouth. Talking into it like he's beatboxing.
Change your TV.
Or sniffing a fart.
37, okay.
He's talking to mommy or... No.
Hold on, let's take a guess based on his facial expression and his tone.
It was a guy.
Yeah.
Your daddy.
No, it was my friend. I'm probably gonna be hanging out with him later on tonight, Josh.
Josh. Yeah. Have I met Josh?
I don't think you have.
I have met Pitbull owning Juan, and
yeah.
I think that's kind of the extent of your circle.
Yeah, I think that's all you.
And Mel. And
I can't put you in the circle of trust yet, you know.
I have to earn it.
Yes.
Every month I get a new friend. All right, first, guys, let's hit refresh. We came into this show with one listener.
Probably my mom.
Probably your mom. Let's take an over-under at one.
Over.
Over.
Under. It's now down to zero.
My mom stopped listening.
Da-da-da-da. Hold on, drum roll. Oh, still at one.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Leo.
Mrs. Leo. Leo, the first and last name. So we're going to go through our week. I think that's just going to be the goal every week, going through the week of me, which, of course, ties into you two, my housemates as of now, although, Will, you have yet to move in 100%, which, good Lord, why is everyone... Okay, phone's off, gentlemen.
All right, I'm sorry.
Wait, no, it's Mom.
Ooh.
Hold on, it's Mom. What did we do wrong? Hi, Mom. You're not listening online. Okay, goodbye.
She's not listening online.
She called in to say, I'm the one that's listening.
Oh, my mom's not listening.
No, but she's listening via TV.
Yeah.
And this is only internet. So, Maria, you cannot take credit for everything, much as you always love to. I kid, Mom, of course. We love you. Anyhow, our week started off very uneventfully, I'd say. We were all recovering from the Memorial Day, or is it Labor Day?
Labor Day.
It's Labor Day. Who even gives it? Okay.
No one knows what it means.
But. Exactly. It's actually, celebrate the American worker.
Really? Yes, it is.
Well, wow.
Yes, John knows what it is.
I guess, is it a paid holiday for most people?
Everyone.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Even in Canada.
Even in Canada?
Yep.
Seriously? Yep. Now that it is.
Well, that makes more sense. I mean, they're more socialist, so
exactly.
More left-leaning.
Every day is Labor Day over there.
Yeah.
Cheese-eating Reds.
No.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What's up? What's up? What's
tired.
Going on in that coconut?
I was thinking Reds is associated with fascists, but
no,
took
no.
a minute to put around the old.
Those are the commies.
Yep.
Sleeping Ivan, the bear.
I was thinking Pinko, but yeah.
Coming back for
Same
us.
Thing.
Lest you let down your guard. Okay, so we're going to start off with Friday, folks, now that we've got the initial banter out of the way. Our Friday consisted of pretty much everyone recovering from horrible, horrible weeks, the standard stuff. Yeah. I don't think. Will, you work a job you like for the most part. You're your own boss.
Yeah, gets to be tiring. Like I said, you know, I had Labor Day off because of all my students. I teach guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Took off, you know, for whatever reason. They're doing whatever it is that they do in their spare time.
Barbecues and BS.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, you know, I get paid big fat zero.
Exactly. So. You just take the hit.
How many students do you have?
I haven't counted a while. I guess around 30. More or less.
Wow.
Like 25 to 30.
You busy little honeybee, you.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right. I don't sleep much, but I think a lot of it is I have trouble sleeping.
I think that's just your poor schedule, sir.
Yeah.
You don't have students knocking on your door at 2 a.m. strumming Stairway.
No, but that's when I do my work.
That's okay.
When I get my thinking done.
Your thank on?
Yeah.
All good. Well, Will does the guitar tutor thing, and I think that's awesome that he's his own boss and lives the dream. Leo and I, yeah, dude, that's mad respect right there. Seriously.
Thanks.
Even if you don't get the paid holidays, which is the one way I get to laugh at you.
Wait.
So I take
that?
It where I can.
Flip by Leo.
Oh, do we?
Oh, there's two.
We have an update
just
on the POA hunt.
Just an ad. Who?
It's just an ad
that's
with some
Christina
blonde.
Aguilera.
Whoa.
Really?
Hey, look at
I
that.
Think. Is it?
Yeah, it looks like Marilyn Manson with fake cans. It's Christina. There's something Manson-esque to the face. Not that I'm saying
well, yeah,
she's
I mean,
hot.
Like, for that specific shoot, but
into the microphone, Brother Bear.
Sorry, my headphone monitors aren't working, but
you still can't hear yourself on the phones.
No,
give it another shot.
All right.
Hello.
Hey. Nope. I can't hear Jack.
All right. Let me turn on the monitor a little so you can hear us in the background at least, and we can do the feedback loop.
Thank you.
Feedback.
No, actually, I still don't worry about it.
Echo.
No, I'll just make sure to keep my beautiful face pointed toward the mic.
And not our friends over in the WRLD studio. Anything going on over there right now?
I don't know. What
for
is that again?
The people, well, for my mother at home who's listening, the two studios in this building are contiguous, to use an SAT word of the day. And by the way, if you want to bump around the headphone jacks, and
that's what Leo is trying to do. Don't
that's
worry
what I
about
just
it.
Tried.
Really? Okay.
It's fine. I mean, am I like too loud, too soft? Or
nah, okay. You're perfect right now. Your levels are great, actually. Unless Mom
I'm
wanted to call in and correct me. But
critique the audio mix.
Yeah, the two radio studios in the Fox Channel 37 building are mashed together with
Fox.
No. FX.
Oh, gotcha.
Whatever. I wanted to pretend we were big time.
Yes.
We're nothing.
We're Fairfax Public.
But we can stare at each other through the window, actually, and I suppose make obscene gestures if Will wants to put them on the
Wait,
glass.
Why are they making out over there?
What? Oh, my Lord, you're right.
What?
I saw a baby, and the baby looked at me.
I'm in the club.
Dave Chappelle. Okay, all right. We're trying to get a little bit of the silly out. Talk about our Friday evening, which began with you recovering from your day of driving around, doing the tutor thing, wrapping up at what hour?
7:30. My earliest night of the week.
Oh, that is true. That's pretty brutal. Leo and I working the same office job, which is, Leo, I mean, we've been over the details of this, but it's so boring in grade school-ish. You actually have a ruler in your cubicle don't you?
Yeah, I do. I have to use it every day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And for what?
Just to line up stuff so I can see.
It's sad.
Well, I actually use one to draw straight lines when I'm drawing music or whatever. But
I, of course, use a tape measure to feel out the length of my junk.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't know. Like, on one hand, I kind of like, I mean, I know what you're saying. Like, you're bored out of your mind.
Oh, God.
It makes you miserable. But at the same time, when I worked an office job, I used to, and I guess now that I don't work there anymore, I can say this. I worked like 10 to 7.
Yeah.
Or something. Most of the people left around 5, sometimes earlier. So I would just sleep under my desk.
Pull a Costanza.
Yeah. Oh.
Is that who you guys want to see?
Yeah, oh, Hottie Watch. Hottie Watch up there.
Frankie Valli.
Yes. Oh, Frankie Valli. Never mind. Hottie.
But, yeah, among all the bad things I do as a paid hourly employee, I literally sleep under my desk while I was getting paid $14 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go to Dulles Town Center, which is nearby.
That's pretty ballsy.
And go shopping for, like, your birthday gifts 1 year. Like, nice. I think the time I got you Heat, the DVD.
Yes. Like, oh, what a fantastic gift it was.
Went out and got that while I was on the clock.
Nice.
I used to just sometimes, I'd go out and make deliveries. I'd just drive around for fun. And, yeah, so, I mean, in that perspective, or just, you know, you surf the net. And so when you think about, yeah, you know, my job sucks, but, hey, I'm getting paid, like, $15 an hour to goof around online, which I'd be doing anyways.
That's how
from that angle,
felt.
It's not too bad.
That's how I felt until they took MySpace one fateful last Friday.
Well, even so, I mean, you could get paid to, like, play solitaire for 8 hours a day. You know
I
what I'm saying?
But
if you think about it that way, it's actually kind of sweet.
It's hit a point where I feel like my brain is melting out
of my
ass.
I know what you're saying. You want to do more with your life, and that's respectable. Yes. You don't want to just get your paycheck so you can go out to go drinking.
Exactly. I am Peter Gibbons after he's been hypnotized and the fat dude had the heart attack.
Every day is the worst day of your life.
Exactly. So I'm ready to start gutting fish in my cubicle. That's the worst day of my... What about today? Is today the worst day of your life?
Yeah.
Wow, that's messed up. Right on. Leo, what have we moved on to in Blender?
Nothing.
I like this running gag, by the way. Leo just reading his way through it.
I don't think it's a gag. I think
I like
so
it.
Boring that someone on this show refuses to even participate.
We've lost the captive audience.
Not only do we have no listeners, we now have one less host.
It can't go to negative, man. That's all I'm saying. Anyhow.
I'm paying attention. I will say something when the time is right.
In our third or fourth attempt, getting back to what we did last night, which would be Friday night, we convened after the end of our respective jobs, about 10 p.m., I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
I was probably entering hour two of a delicious nap, which ended right there in my new beauty mask, my sleep mask, which looks like a Zorro mask without eye holes. I mean, straight up like it does in the soap operas. By the way, the thing's a piece of crap, doesn't work, in case you guys ever wanted to purchase one.
I thought you said you liked it.
It feels
fine.
Because
you were wearing it at night?
Yeah, it feels fine, but and it blocks light, but I guess I'm just conditioned to wake up really early at this point.
Oh, but I mean, it still blocks light.
Oh, yeah. It's still pitch
yeah,
black.
Oh, yeah, I mean, your internal alarm clock or whatever.
Your
that's not going to change.
Your Kramer internal alarm clock.
Was the quality of sleep any better?
Like, I believe so, a little bit.
Do you also use earmuffs?
I had little earplugs that it came with. There's a little pocket in the front above my nose where I put the earplugs when not in use. Oh, actually, my huge Spock ears, I jammed them to the side of the elastic band that wraps around the head.
Uh-huh.
And the entire night, it had been cutting off circulation to them. So when I pulled the mask loose this morning, it was a pain like I don't know what. Like 5 hours worth of dead tissue getting blood again.
That kind of sucks, I think, of that. Is this not adjustable or whatever?
No, it is. I had opted to put the band kind of over the ear, tucking it down, like almost folding it down like a dog ear.
You're supposed to put it like just above it, like
exactly,
a pair of glasses, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What's your fault for being a moron?
What are we supposed to do, you moron? So anyhow, we wake up.
Yeah, if it blocked the light, I mean, it did its job.
It did its job. No, there's just other things I got to give in this picture, I think. I'm trying to log some hours.
Problems.
Yeah, I'm trying to log some hours in your basement once we civilize that, once we make it Christian, to quote one James Lee.
Well, hopefully we do that after the show today.
Is James listening?
I wish. God. Hopefully this kid's not having a peanut allergy or anything. That is some horrible stuff, man. What is up with the peanut allergies?
I don't know. You said it's like his kid has it?
His kid has horrible peanut allergies. Like, there's a portly woman who loves to pull the Hansel and Gretel routine at our job. Her cubicle is just filled with candy, and lately it's been these really, really high-end peanuts.
Right.
And, of course, like, every time I walk by, I'm just shoveling them in my mouth and walking around talking to him. And apparently I can't even get that close to him because the oil will get on him, and then he'll bring it home to the kid.
Oh, wow.
And he'll set the kid off.
I mean, can she even go out to eat? Because everything's used peanut oil.
I don't know. Kid's four. I guess she isn't complaining too much right now. No, the kid's like two.
It's time to grow up.
Something exactly.
The dog-eat-dog world.
Time to stop being
a
baby.
Used to them peanuts, kid.
Your wussy allergies. Anyhow, we ended up opening the night at Backyard Bar and Grill.
Real quick, let me just say how sad that is. Not only has his life been ruined by having a child, but it's made even worse by the fact that his child is a... Well, I can't say it on the air, but...
A little gimpy.
Yeah.
Just a touch. I think we
and
both...
And we just lost one more listener.
That's just the heads insulting.
We both love James,
Amy
but...
Winehouse.
Who oh, is I that Amy-looking human?
And these two think is disgusting, which I used to think.
Amy is horrible.
I just switched one day.
Really? Yeah. No, we've seen some National Enquirer-esque pictures, or at least I have.
I mean, she looks the same, like, in this picture than she does, like, after getting a
fist
fight with her husband yeah. and covered in blood.
I don't know. It looks like an aging stick has been used on her extensively. Because I swear, there's some loose flesh on that tiny frame that just shouldn't be there at this age.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're a God knows what meth addict. And who
oh,
knows,
Lord
yeah.
knows what Miss Winehouse.
Doesn't exactly help the aging process.
Hold on.
Want to adjust your mic some more?
Leo's pulled the mic toward himself.
Yeah, I'm going to stop reading now.
Is anything coming out of it? Well, hold on. Pass me the Amy picture I want to see.
All right.
The conversation's picked up enough for you to put away your blunder.
Nah, there's nothing
in
there.
Horrible, man.
Who's that on the cover? Is that
Andy
the dude from...
Sandberg.
Oh, the guy from Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, the...
I don't even know the name.
In the box.
When is his 15 minutes up yet?
Huh?
Didn't Hot Rod tank hard enough that we shouldn't have to see that?
I don't even know what Hot Rod is. But
Hot Rod is
at Blockbuster.
But is he like kind of Jimmy Fallon? Like,
yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, like the kind of okay-looking dude who...
like girls think is hot cause because he's quote-unquote funny. Dude, a lot of girls think Jimmy Fallon is hot.
Yes,
in
the day.
What?
Do you not remember this?
It's disturbing.
It was sad.
That's crazy.
No, I don't know about that, dude, but I'm saying Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon was...
Like, I think the reason they thought he could actually go solo and have a successful career is they thought he'd be like Dane Cook, you know?
Exactly.
Like someone who's so hilarious, and then also girls think is cute.
All Dane Cook's movies, they flop too.
Who else is praying for this new one to be a flop just so he's off the radar entirely?
I mean, I don't have to pray.
What
it
is
just
it
is.
Even? I can't even remember.
Good luck, Chuck.
There we go.
Jessica Alba or something?
Yes. Yeah. And she's a penguin doctor or a penguin. What the heck is it? She's somehow tied into penguins.
Yeah,
such a lame plot twist.
Yeah, and then I guess penguin movies are going downhill now because that one Surf's Up, the cartoon.
Yes.
Yeah, that flops.
With
so.
The surfing
penguin
penguins.
Genre.
It deserved to.
Happy Feet.
That's what Happy here. Feet,
and
March.
March of the Penguins.
And Farce of the Penguins, too.
Which I heard was beyond horrible.
What is Farce of the Penguins?
Like a spoof of March.
It's just a bunch of... It's
How
like
do you
Bob's,
spoof a documentary about animals?
Well, it's Bob Saget and a couple other like foul-mouthed comedians.
Saget. I just call him on TV.
Yeah
while he is... You know, dirty.
He's not funny.
Because thank you. Yeah. I was just going to say, he's not funny. Yeah, it's
Sarah
kind of...
Silverman.
He completely overcompensates,
It's funny
actually.
For 5 seconds to see Danny Tanner dropping the F-bomb.
Yeah, it's like
and
seeing a dog
like,
lick
yeah,
its own nuts.
He's not standing on his own two legs as a comedian.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe if he'd done that on, like, the series finale of Full House.
Exactly. Slapped one of them and called her a C.
Yeah.
Now, what do you guys think of Sarah Silverman? I don't like her.
In terms of looks?
No, in terms of comedy.
Well, both.
She's a woman. Why are we judging on anything besides appearance?
Exactly.
Come on,
as a woman, she's
and
not funny.
And we lost my mom as a listener now.
Ask your mom to email a picture. No. Sarah Silverman, I thought that Paris Hilton thing was pretty funny. Like, I saw that before, like, you know, it was national news or whatever. I just saw it live by accident.
So
like,
you were in
joke.
The you were in on it before it was.
Yeah,
big
I was
time.
Just flipping through the channels. I was actually over at Mom's.
That's right. And I saw the VMAs.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, that took some
Ashley
B's
movies.
Right there.
The MTV VMA. Music or the video. Yes.
No, MTV Movie Awards. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Wow, my brain is such mush.
Well, no,
third time's
I don't
charm.
Care about those stupid acronyms anyway.
Exactly.
But yeah, I was like, wow, that's a pretty good joke. So they're I saw that.
Bad.
And that gave me, I don't know, made me respect it.
Did it give you pleasure?
I thought it was good. I mean, of course, she probably didn't write it, but.
No, it was funny.
I mean, yeah, like I said, it takes some cojones to get up there and do that. Although it's not like Paris Hilton can do anything. Exactly. Like you said, even though she's famous, she's powerless. She's not like Spielberg or something.
Yeah, exactly. She can do absolutely nothing in Hollywood.
But I think it was just great how they panned the camera. And of course, you see her natural reaction, which is just like, you know, complete bitchy face.
Yeah.
And then I guess they have monitors there. So then she could see she's on camera. So she like half faked a smile. Like, I can take a joke.
Little finger snap. Wake up, C word.
And then reading some celebrity gossip column like I do, like all straight men do.
Exactly. Hey, man, you and Leo.
Yeah. I just actually got in the habit of doing that at the old 9 to 5. I was like, oh, I'm bored.
Oh, you got to find websites you
normally go to. Yeah, like celebrity
go
gossip. Yeah. So, anyways, I think she called her like an effing bee backstage.
Really?
Not to her face, but she's like, oh, she's such an effing bee. I hate her.
Nice. We're still at one listener, by the way.
Oh, sweet.
Thank
holding
you,
the
Mom.
Fort. Exactly. Hold
the
line, Mrs. Reynolds.
Fan base increased exponentially.
Wow, so last week we dropped down to 4. Now this week we dropped down to 1.
Yes.
And I think this week we're doing way better.
Oh, this show's on fire, man.
Yeah.
En fuego for our listeners in Espanol.
In Mexico.
Exactly. The Mexican pipeline that runs our show across the border.
Pick up Fairfax public access anywhere in Tijuana.
Have we even discussed what happened last night?
No, it's been 22 minutes and we've been having too much fun, which I hope is contagious on the air. Exactly. What did happen last night, we went to Backyard, which is filled with paunchy people from Brookfield who have given up on life in a nutshell.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but Chantilly bars are the most depressing thing I've ever
seen.
Oh,
yeah, because you run into so many people you went to high school with. And
not
just
only
like,
that, just, I'm sorry, but white trash.
Exactly.
Oh, I had something in my throat.
That too. And for me, it's the added dimension. Oh, both of us, I guess, have that added dimension of it. We did well in school, and so people think we're splitting the atom by now.
Well, to me, it's not like, I mean, you could, this is a pretty nice place, so, I mean, you can be in Northern Virginia and still be successful.
Just by virtue of being here?
Yeah, it's not like we're growing up in Asheville, North Carolina, or someplace even smaller.
Our one listener's in Asheville, by the way.
Down to zero.
You guys.
But
Danville,
yeah.
Virginia, we'll say that. You know what I'm saying? It's not like a place you have to get out of.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of people in this area think of it like that.
Because it's very safe without a ton of return.
But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. It doesn't get much more.
It doesn't go past this unless you're going to an
like
urban
New York
center.
Or L.A.
Yeah.
And even then, it's not like a drastic change.
No, you're not getting there and like, you know,
it's
getting
not like
raped and mugged
shock.
And stuff. Yeah, you know your way around a city.
Whereas if you grew up like in Harrisonburg, like a college town or something, then I could see, you know, yeah,
trying to barter and meth for everything. You're in a rude awakening.
Actually, it might work in New York.
This is true, man. It's
spreading. The urban areas among the homosexual population.
The Tina, as it is called.
Tina.
The Tina.
The girl name sort.
Tina shrinks your wiener. As my gay philosophy teacher used to tell us all.
What
now? It wasn't a class gay
philosophy.
It was a gay philosophy. It was actually an existential philosophy. And it was Bob.
It's gay philosophy.
It was Bald Bob, and who was always just like, John, when are you getting those papers into me?
I thought he was going to say, hey, John, the Tina shrinks your wiener.
Drop my pencil. No, he would just, he was
drop
very
some,
kind.
Hints like that.
He kept waiting for me to do any kind of work, and I never did. And at the end of the semester, the university fired him. So I was never able to pull
for
the...
failing to motivate you? Or?
Possibly. But he's the only teacher I wasn't able to pull the 18 months of leave without absence and then go back and finish the class.
So what happened? You
I have a Z.
Or an I.
Whatever the heck a Z is, I have a Z on my G-dub transcript.
Z job.
Z job.
ZJ.
I have a ZJ. I have a Z and an F in another class.
You're but like D-Day from Animal House.
Yeah. What was
no grades. No all grades. Classes incomplete.
There you go. No Fs even.
I think I have one I on my college transcript.
It's an F now.
Yeah. Seeing as I'd been gone for about 4, 5, 6 years.
Yeah.
I had an I, but then my mom talked to the professor.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. What happened there?
I had to go during winter break and finish the paper.
Did she give him some brown sugar and not on his oatmeal?
It was more like Forrest Gump, you know.
Lord. But,
I'm just messing.
Keep in mind, this is the one list exactly. that we have we're talking about.
And your professor walked out of his class and said, "Your mom sure does love you, boy." And then you started screeching and mimicking him. If I remember the movie.
What was the Forrest Gump thing?
I believe she bawled out the principal to get Forrest into the normal kids' school.
Wow.
And then he comes out.
I remember the girlfriend or whatever playing naked.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Sean
Penn.
No,
I forgot about his mom doing the principal.
No, the flying nun gives it up and then some.
Wow. I'll have to watch Forrest.
Gives it up to the principal and he walks out tucking in his pants. And then Forrest, who's pulling like a Helen Keller at this age or something, starts making fun of his noises in the heat of the act.
Oh, that's gross. But I'll have to look it up on YouTube.
Gross. Exactly. You know what? Yeah. I was about to say rent it, but why?
Oh, God.
We want to see that. We want to see Magic Legs. We want to see Bubba die. And that's about it.
Oh, Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
What did you say Bubba Gump was in?
Like, Bubba Gump's in Heat.
Oh,
yeah.
He's Drucker.
Yeah.
Well, isn't his name just Bubba?
Bubba Gump's the company. Yeah, but everyone just calls him Bubba Gump. I forgot Bubba's actual last name. And Buffalo Bill, the killer from Silence of the Lambs, is the blonde guy on Vincent Hanna's police team.
I was surprised when you told me that guy on Weeds was Joker. I can see it now, but I never would have guessed that.
Hi, Joker. Easy, Leonard. Easy, man. And to complete the scene, I kill myself on air. As one of you screams, no!
No, I think we'll just won't matter.
Okay.
Let's finally segue to that talking point we've been trying to get to.
Well, yeah, we
which isn't even that great of a point. All right, so we're talking about backyard.
We did backyard, which is just incredibly sad.
Let me just say, yes, when I was going to the restroom, I heard the song Bad Company by the group Bad Company, which is faux pas number one right there. You don't name a song after your band.
I hate band song deals.
Although
like
Iron Maiden does have a song called Iron Maiden. Only they are allowed to slide. It's on the first CD. Yeah, but Bad Company is not allowed to do this. Anyway, at first I thought they were just playing the record, right? So I was like, that's depressing enough that we're playing Bad Company in 2007.
Yeah, exactly. We're all in our 20s.
Then I hear like all this out-of-tune singing along with it. I'm like, oh, isn't that cute? The old drunks are singing along with it. But then I listen, and I'm pretty sure it's... At that point, I thought it was a cover band. So I was like, oh, God, there's a band covering Bad Company.
Keeps plummeting.
And old drunks are singing along with it. Then I come out and I see no band, and it's not loud enough to be a band. And I think it's just a bunch of old drunks doing karaoke to Bad Company at the bar.
Wow.
And at that point, I realized we needed to leave.
We needed to go, exactly.
Well, actually, I realized that much earlier in the evening. But
no, Backyard, I told you, has one good night, and that's Thursday before 9, when it's dollar beers and it's packed with cheap hussies who can only afford dollar beers.
And that's our type of crowd.
Exactly. And then once they're drunk, you can get them out for dollar burgers at McDonald's. And then you get dollar favors afterward, I guess. Who knows?
So we migrated from there to Ned Devine's in Centerville.
Centerville, where the old Bertucci's.
Right. And, okay, so yeah, in the middle of it, I noticed there's severed heads adorning the wall. So
kind
I guess it's some
prop type thing. Maybe it's like an Irish prison vibe.
Well, no, it's something Leo was talking. I was reading on the walls. I guess whoever the Ned guy it is it's named after got executed or something.
Yeah, like Heath Ledger actually plays him in a movie.
I think you mean Ned-zecuted. Go on.
But what? What's the story?
I think Heath Ledger, he plays a movie. I think it's called
He plays Ned- the movie?
Well, plays the guy in the movie.
We're
My
all
dad.
Slipping. It's okay. Yeah. We're slipping, DMX. We're slipping.
I'm slipping. Falling. I can't get up. Well, yeah, so Heath Ledger, and I think Orlando Bloom's in the movie too, plays the crybaby little brother, I think. But basically, yeah, they all die because what they do is rob banks and rob trains and stuff.
So he's like a drunken Irish thief.
Yeah.
Is there any other kind?
No.
Yeah, because this is like back when like all the British people, like they would send their prisoners to Australia, and this is what
happened. The penal colonies.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right on.
I'm not saying all stereotypes are true, but every Irish person I've ever known is an alcoholic.
They like.
Hey, remember that Welsh guy we met?
Yeah, soccer hooligan. Who was that dude?
I don't know. Like he was just sitting there. And
so you like stole his table?
Yeah,
commandeered it.
Yeah, basically, okay. I just sat
down.
I thought
he just like approached you.
Well, he was sitting there, and then, like, I wasn't even looking at him. Like, I was talking to the girls.
No, you're like, football, eh? Oh, the man but you.
Well, the weird thing, he didn't say football. He kept saying soccer, and I was like, are you a fake Welsh guy? Because, like, why are you saying soccer? You say football.
He's been Americanized.
Yeah.
He's trying to be tamed. Sensitive to you, Leo, so it doesn't confuse you.
Well,
I know, because he said football to me. I'm like, you mean football to you or football? And then he made the throwing gesture. I was like, oh, football.
Football, the good kind.
American
manly kind.
Football.
Yeah. No, every few years you'll run into a guy from the aisles randomly trying to pull some in the bar with their jacked teeth.
Well, no, he was saying,
razor teethers.
Actually, I was talking about this with him. Like, I don't know if you noticed, because...
While you gazed into his eyes.
Of course. Like, did you ever go to your pool once at your old apartment complex?
Oh, was he talking about how every lifeguard's Russian?
No, I mentioned that to him because he was saying he was a soccer coach. And I was like, oh, they hire you because you're cheaper the same way as the lifeguards? He was saying no because, just, you know, they're from the UK, so they
know
soccer.
Yeah.
I'm like American people, so I guess they know it better. But, yeah, and then I brought that up to him. I was like, oh, because I thought it was kind of like lifeguards. Yeah, all lifeguards are from, like, Eastern Europe.
Yep.
Does anyone know why that is?
Because
other than the fact that it's extremely cheap, I'm guessing.
They grew up next to Chernobyl and have webbed appendages now and gills. I actually don't know why. But
I guess
every lifeguard I've ever met.
I mean,
yeah, they're all like Czech or Russian or Estonian, Latvian, whatever.
I guess like Mexican lifeguards be cheaper?
See.
Ooh, take that.
Silence falls.
But I don't know. I just remember... There's this one lifeguard working at my apartment complex.
Ivan?
No, it was actually a chick.
Oh.
Like, no, that's the thing. Like, driving by, if I was just looking at the pool, like, I'd see her. And it was like you said, good from far, but far from good. So one day, I was like, oh, I want to go to the pool anyway. Let's check this girl out. And
exactly. And then you're like, my wiener needs a tan. And then...
Not so much.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, it's time to be hitting the old dusty trail.
How many miles of bad road was she?
Not bad. It was just like, you see her and like you see like, I don't know about you, but I kind of dig it when a girl's hair is lighter than their skin. Like when it's like, you know, blonde, like brown, tan, fake tan skin or whatever.
Okay.
And they got the bleach blonde
hair. I'm tracking with you so far.
Yeah. And I saw, I mean, she's just like a little bit dumpy.
How dare she?
Yeah. Because the one lifeguard who was there when I first got there was like dark haired. You would have dug her. It was like really skinny, pretty hot.
Nice. Sounds like my type.
Yeah.
Hot. I like hot women.
I like hot girls. Unlike me. I like the ugly ones. Which is actually true.
The slim chickens. Exactly.
Yeah.
All jacked grill ladies come down here.
Hey, we're on channel 37, right?
Yep. Cox channel 37, Comcast channel 27, on standard cable at channel 7.
Wait,
channel
10. Isn't Comcast
never mind.
PW? Yeah, Comcast
come
is
on,
Prince William.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Reston.
We're going worldwide with this B.
Okay, time to take a straw poll in the spirit of the upcoming elections. Number of listeners?
I'll say one.
I'll say two.
No, I'll say one.
Oh, Will's champion again.
You already did it?
Holding steady at one, yes.
Yeah, I think
we're going
to be...
What's the sad thing? It's like, you know, despite the quality of the show, I think it's just people... Ain't going to listen.
Nah, until we promote it. Good lord.
Yeah.
Well, bumper stickers.
I guess
our street team
but,
is lacking.
No,
where
given...
Just like the random weirdos who actually just watch public access.
Those are dudes. You're going to like come home.
Oh, they're
like
watching
a dead
TV,
pigeon on
so
your porch.
Yeah.
I loved your show today.
Well, yeah. Call us, weirdos.
Yeah, weirdos.
What's the number?
We're the Spencer
the number
Coxes
would be...
of the world.
Yeah, oh, God. God rest Spencer, who's
oh,
still
he's
alive.
Dead? Oh, okay.
Like, no wonder he hasn't called me.
Oh, God.
I know they were friends
he rusted.
And all. Rust, may he rust in peace.
Oh, Russ.
Our poor Russ. OD'd friend.
Good old, yeah. Russ was a good cat.
And who would maybe be watching this if you were alive.
Russ would be number two right there.
He'll probably be passed out on the couch while it's on.
He'd maybe.
Some sort of weird drug that no one's ever heard
of. Some kind of weird shaman drug. Yeah, exactly.
None of the mainstream drugs like smack or coke.
None of that
or
for
weed.
Russ, no.
Something where doesn't even have a street name, it's only a chemical name. What is that flashing light?
Oh, Lord, we have a phone call, folks. I don't actually know how to take calls here, but let's see if I can make the magic happen.
Weird person we insulted. We're actually so dumb we don't know how to answer your call.
Person at home, I believe my brother's
Mike. We may have to
Mike.
Give you Leo's cell number.
So. I'll put on speaker.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so whoever's calling, sorry.
We apologize.
Do we even have a phone in this studio?
We do. It's right here. I put your mic channel on the
pick it up.
Yeah, answer it. See what happens.
Oh, they stopped for me.
Please, exactly. This is like cutting school.
Hey, you want to call us back? We're sorry.
I hate
you know
this
what?
Show.
Yeah, call, oh, God. All right, I'm passing back. The phone to Leo.
I'll take it.
Will?
Sure.
Yeah, go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, caller, you're going to be
this
off
is my
the air.
Fault.
Talking to you.
No, I'll try to hold it up to the
talking
mic.
To you. This is why I'm hot, Papa Georgia.
Let's see if this corded phone can stretch. Hello? Oh, dial tone.
Oh, they hung up. We got a stalker.
They got the last word in on us.
Oh, come on,
we're
caller.
We're sitting here looking like a fool.
Come on, caller. Bring it. Bring it again, caller. Make the studio light up and blind. Oh, okay.
Is this how
it again.
See if they answer. Maybe they're just pranking us. I'll show those a-holes.
One Isn't more. This how urban legend started?
Yeah, we're going to find a hook on the studio exit.
My cat's going to be in a microwave when I get
Dude,
home.
Dude, we got to... We
can be like insane
again.
Clown posse on the Howard Stern show. Just challenge whoever's listening to fights. Come down to the studio.
Call twice if you're a ghost.
Answer us, see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. They keep calling, hang up. They are just effing with us.
Hold on, caller.
Hello. Hi, who's this? Oh, hey, Melissa. Oh, okay. This is Leo's girlfriend. Hold on. Let me pass him the phone.
Hello?
What are you talking about? Leo's single on the air.
Oh, it's been her trying to call us the whole time. She called us idiots.
What's her opinion? Good, bad?
No, we thought we had a real listener.
Yeah,
this show
we thought
goes
maybe
to 11.
One person was watching. But
so what do you think of the show so far?
It's been great. She doesn't want to find some dookie on the carpet later.
She just said she only been listening to it for 5 minutes. So basically our loyal fans are not in listening.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What did she think of those 5 minutes?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Up to two.
We're up to two. Yes. Yes.
That means Leo's mom and our mom are listening.
Two listeners right now. Mrs. Reynolds, you're excused because you're busy doing things, but... Other listener, tell your friends to listen right now. Let's see if we can get it up to 10 listeners. We got 22 minutes left in the show. Well, I don't know, about 20, because we give it up a little early to the nice chap that comes in after us. Right, I forgot his name again.
What's that?
We got a new phone call, I think.
Oh, a new phone call. Hold on. Let's see if John can handle it.
This is our second web listener.
Hello, you're on the mic with Papa's Basement.
Hey.
Who do we have?
It's my mom.
Yeah.
I have loyal fans.
Good Lord. I think our mics have been hot the whole time, by the way. They're like in the orange.
Yeah, but I mean, does it sound okay in your monitors?
Okay.
Sounds great.
Oh, then that's fine.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye. Orange is not red.
Bye, Mrs. Reynolds.
Bye.
Please bake us some housewarming cookies.
Oh, yeah. We should housewarming party.
We have not screwed anyone out of housewarming food yet.
Well, no, I don't even care about that. I'm just saying we need to get it together, girl.
Whatever, man.
We're at
you
a
get
party.
A relative dying in a new house. That's the two times you get free eats. Let's milk that for all it's worth.
Oh, yeah.
That's we should have one of us die like each month or something.
Exactly.
Yes.
I feel like Leo's pancreas. It just. I thought his kidneys took him. They did.
Same thing.
Yeah. So, anyhow.
Back.
Back to backyard.
No, Ned Devine's. We're fast forwarding.
Oh, we've made it to Ned's.
Neds,
that's right.
We're talking about the soccer hooligan.
We talked about soccer hooligan. Let's just cut to the chase.
Hold on, the band. Let's talk about the band.
I was going to say, we witnessed an African-American
band to the pop
covering
shot.
Enter Sandman by Metallica.
And that's, you know why? Because musicians like music, man.
No, I know. I'm not saying that.
Yes, we'll give a shout out.
In your lifetime, did you ever think, like, a primarily black band would be playing Enter Sandman?
It was a treat. We'll put it that way.
You're making me seem like a racist a-hole. Come on.
It's okay. Throw me a bone. It's okay, Remy.
You are the racist one here. Yes, he does kind of look like Remy, too.
From Higher Learning,
my mom will know that movie.
Yeah, we all look the same to you, don't we, Leo?
Yes, you do.
Who said that, John or Will? All right, it's the Sold Out Band.
An Exol with S-O-U-L.
And a brilliant play on words. And they have Soul Cat, who is a poorly drawn mascot, no doubt by a friend of the band who thinks they have artistic talent. And Will, if you'd read the number for Sold Out, so our two listeners.
Lydell Patton, vocalist, bassist, producer. Oh, they're from the Western Northern Virginia area. 5-0-0.
South Riding?
Winchester, Harrisonburg. It's like
Blacksburg.
There's so few people. Yeah, it's like the entire left side of Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like Blacksburg up to Winchester.
Dude. Three? I'm sorry. Dun, 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 dun. Yes, three.
We have three. We're gaining listeners this week.
Gonna fly now, Rob.
Yes. Last week, we declined.
This is satisfying, man. We're fighting our way up. Beat the odds like Rocky. H to the Izzo.
Well, I'm still Apollo Creed.
So I get to dress you up like Uncle Sam and whoop you later.
Well, you do that every night.
Yo. But, Sold Out is doing its thing at 540-667-8090. I enjoyed them, actually. That's one of the best.
No, like, as far as cover bands go, they're good.
Barack,
I mean, because the guys are probably like their 30s or 40s. So
yeah, they're
like real
very competent musicians.
Although, I mean, yeah, you could tell they're like.
And they're black, so their rhythm was impeccable.
Yes, the drummer was very good.
Black bassist, man. They got it going on there.
Dude, the black bassist will beat three white bassists.
Again, you know, we were talking about stereotypes earlier. Like, the other day, not too long ago, I was at Guitar World, and I heard, like, some pretty good bass playing. And I was like, I bet it's a black dude.
Yeah.
Go out, sure enough.
I guess we own you guys and everything.
White guys cover the guitar.
We still have hockey.
Oh. Les Claypool's one of the few good
ones.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, it also is good, like, not to get too musical, like, rock. I mean, just hard rock, especially, is the bass.
Very non-bass oriented. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, more funk stuff. That's when you have to know
exactly.
Slap and all that.
I think hard rock has ceased to be a danceable type music for a long time now. So
it depends, but, yeah, I noticed that just, like, live music and stuff, right? I mean, it's got to be something people can shake their asses to.
For a good time.
I mean, really, yeah, because they don't know the words. They don't know the songs.
They need rhythm.
Yeah, exactly. If you have something you can bob your head to, then that's something. You can't really, like...
No. Now it's straight in the John Lennon deep lyrics mold. And
80s.
I liked how they went to different music genres, too. Because they did, what, metal?
I don't want to interrupt you.
Uh-oh. Four?
No,
we dropped down.
We lost one.
Oh.
We offended our black bassist listener.
Grandma, why? Come back.
What did we do wrong? Give us a call so you can let us know.
We need comments.
Oh, Lordy. So, for me, I'm the guy who fast forwards to the end of the porno, as I was saying earlier.
Well, the one thing I'd like to say is just the... bathroom attendant getting harassed by a drunk
Will
guy.
Does have a good story here that I heard a little earlier. Yes, we did prep this week, folks.
Yeah. All right, so I was relieving myself, as I often do. Anyhow.
Yes.
No, I was just in there, and I was, like, in the stall. I like to go in the stalls just to pee, too.
Sometimes I just watch.
Yeah, I don't know. And this guy, like, this drunk dude, I thought he was talking to his friend at first. He's like, dude, why are you watching me? He's like, what? Why are you just standing there watching some guy, we'll say pee, on the air? He's like, why are you observing me? And then, like, I realized, because he's getting more and more belligerent, I'm like, he's probably not talking to a friend. You know, it sounds like, I think he's talking to, like, the poor bathroom attendant. And this guy, you know, is, like, Spanish, doesn't speak a single word of English. Like, I didn't get the yes sir, no sir, hello, whatever. Cologne. And
hot dog, yes.
Yeah, it was more just like smiles and pantomimes.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guy's just like, dude, this is an effing men's room. Get the F out of here.
Wow, hold on.
Another call.
Another caller.
Uh oh.
Are my one lettered profanities getting us hot
fine.
Water with the FCC?
Yeah.
Oh, and there they went.
All right.
Nope. You got to get on that. They're gone.
Hello.
Dial tone.
I think it's Mel. Or it's feedback. I can't tell.
Hello.
Ouch. We'll say Alex.
He hung up on us.
What?
Or whoever it was.
We know where you live, Mel. All of us.
Yes.
So anyhow, he was losing it on.
Yeah,
our
he's just like,
poor
why are you watching me?
South.
He's like, what are you?
You swing that way.
Yeah.
You have that proclivity.
Get the F out
the
of
call.
Here. Blah, blah, blah.
Caller.
Caller. Caller. They keep saying, oh, well, these state of the art public access facilities.
I think there's like 10 second pauses, or maybe each time I'm touching it, it's hanging up. Maybe we're getting lucky like that.
Maybe you ain't know how to answer a phone.
Told you, man. I put
caller.
The mic. Okay. I think we got
now
it.
Now you say hello.
I don't
you do
say
not
hello.
Wait
hello.
5 seconds.
Right. Oh, it wasn't her that just called. It was someone else.
Ooh. Oh, my Lord. The plot thickens.
It was Leo's
Navy
mom.
SEAL.
So, yeah, I just thought it was kind of wrong.
Stalker.
Be sitting there awesome. Harassing a bathroom attendant for doing his job. Sick. And when the dude doesn't even understand what you're saying, and he can't defend himself.
Dude, you know, he's going back to his friends and telling the story about the crazy white guy.
So, hey,
essays.
Loco Blanco.
Good pull. For someone who didn't even take remedial Spanish.
Exactly, man. I got my tricks.
So, all right. And aside from that,
this is the highlight of the
actually,
night.
He would say Loco Gringo.
Loco Gringo. Okay.
No, it just means crazy white.
Crazy white. Loco Blanco.
Well, gringo means white guy.
Yeah, but white, the color, is even more offensive.
Yeah, I guess so.
The
like,
light.
Do you like it when someone calls you a black?
A black. But the highlight of the night to me was one of our friends, or I guess an acquaintance more than a
Leo's
friend.
Leo's friend.
Yeah, my
friend
from college.
Your friend.
Oh, so you went to college with her?
Yeah. I knew her since, what, freshman year, so.
Kind of a wild-eyed, shall we say. Brunette lass.
Getting belligerent with the help.
Wearing a Terrier's shirt, which really made it funny. Had she been like kind of trashy looking about it, it would have been a little more in
character.
I didn't
notice. So it was just like a picture.
It was
a
white shirt with a little gray terrier pattern. Yes, just a little terrier.
Oh, it was like a pattern. Oh. I thought it was like, you know how some losers
like,
get the shirts like
nose
they advertise
to butt.
Their breed?
No. Oh, okay. This was like a million terriers, each terrier sniffing the butt of the terrier in front of it.
Like that was actually.
No, it just looked that
just,
way.
Okay, I was gonna
and
say,
I believe the shoes were dog centric as well. I could be wrong there.
Awesome, but like those like, ballerina slippers.
Yes, and I think there was a dog print to them.
Wasn't
so
that cute?
You wouldn't be shocked if you saw like an 8-year-old in this getup. You know what I mean? But it's a chick who's in the bar getting down and having her beers, and you know.
Now, on one hand, I can take either side in this. Basically, what happens? I guess what last call is around 1:30.
Yeah.
Last call technically in VA is 2.
Well, that's they advertise
you're out
that
at
they
two.
Close at 2.
Yes.
So that means right. Out at 2. Anyways, I think this place pulled the last call
1:30
around 1:30.
Flat.
They turned the ugly lights on around the same time,
yes.
Right?
They started blinking the ugly lights at 1:25.
Okay. So, anyways, I guess they bought their beers at last call.
I think
which
something
makes
came
sense.
Out with that fart. Go on.
gambled and lost. Anyways, followed through. So, right. If you get your beer at last call, it makes sense. That's why they say last call for alcohol. Mm-hmm. So anyway, as far as I could tell, you know, I wasn't really paying attention at the time. But more or less, they got their beers. And within 5 minutes or something, bouncer's just standing at the table. Are we down
three,
zero?
Oh. Three.
Yeah, we won you back. That's right.
How you
know
like
you
that?
Had nothing better to do?
It's probably their dial-up connection got lost. Like,
you might be gone, but we got your mama.
Bondage. We got your IP address, which means we now got your home address.
All right, we'll tell it. You tell him better than Tutty Ruxpin, dude. I don't want to tell him. I just like sitting back and making you do
fine
the legwork.
Me.
All right, get rapping.
Oh, ooh, we almost.
No. Okay. Rapping is in talking.
All right, yeah. So.
It was an herbal colloquialism, sir.
Well, you should have said R-A-P-P-I-N.
I-N apostrophe.
W-A-R-A-P. I can't spell.
Exactly.
Me no flunk good.
Me no righty English. Okay.
All right. So, anyways, I'd say what within it was no within 10
at 1:45. Yeah.
No, because it wasn't even that much. I think we were like actually out the door at 1:45.
Yes,
yeah,
we were.
So really, I think at 1:35, like more or less 5 minutes after last call, which for most people, if you're having a beer in a bar, you don't drink it.
You're
5 minutes.
You're not chugging it. Yeah.
You're not beer bonging this, and at first, they start with the subtle yet a-hole reminders. Be like, okay, close up your tabs.
Is your tab open? Is your tab open? No, then get walking.
If you don't have a tab and you don't have a drink.
Exactly. Oh, and by the way, what is it with every bouncer being more fat than muscular?
Yeah, I was making fun on that. And also the fact that some, like, 5'-2" bouncer came up to me and I was like, hey, get up.
Yeah, everyone's got B tits like Meatloaf in Fight Club.
No, this guy, I mean, I guess he's not short. Maybe he's like 4'11".
Yeah.
So oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. Do you want to get on the stool before you try to kick us out? So then we have the bouncers just standing at the edge of our table. They weren't really saying anything, but they were making their presence known by just standing there, mm-hmm. being obnoxious. And again, you know, it's not their fault. I would say they're just following the rules that whatever the manager.
No,
or the
they're just trying to go home.
Yeah, that's
that
pretty
could
much
be
it.
Too.
I think it wasn't that packed, and they were like, you know what?
Oh, we were definitely the only people left, so that was a contributing factor as well. Like when they pulled the last call stuff, everyone in the bar besides us actually left.
Oh yeah.
So right, you know, went down from like it wasn't in that crowd. Say maybe 50 people. That's a kind estimate. 30.
So our friend in question. Named neither March nor May, but something in between.
Good one. Yeah.
Avril in
December.
French.
Avril in Espanol.
Exactly.
For our Mexicano audience.
They took
si,
it.
Senor.
Well, no, at that point, actually, Leo's lady friend and the other friend were also reminding me, like, hey, you know what? We paid for our beers and you technically say you close at 2, it's 1:35, why are you kicking us out? Exactly. And they didn't really have any response to that. You need to make your way towards the door. So,
all right, then.
Long story short, from their perspective, I could see, you know, that's not really fair to, first of all, like, sell someone a $7 beer or $5 beer or whatever and then kick them out or tell them to pour it in the trash can, you know?
No, I think it's a screw job playing.
Yeah, the time to drink it comfortably. And, you know, to tell... Yeah, from what the bouncers were doing was wrong. That said, when Abril got a little mouthy, let's say.
Yes, she got a little fiery.
Yeah. At that point, if I were a bouncer, I mean, it's a woman, so you can't just, like, throw her out.
Well, the bouncer said, if you were a man, I would
That's
take
what made me
you.
Want to, like... kick his ass.
Yeah.
Like,
we all
you are just
in.
Like some fat, sloppy.
He was, yeah, exactly. Like
don't
could...
act like you're tough. I mean, yeah, maybe you're tough with like a 5'2".
He was really out of shape.
He's just fat, and that's what I was saying. I hate, you see these guys at the gym too. I hate guys who are fat, yet act like they're strong. It's because they're big.
Yeah, exactly. They'll do the one rep of something mediocre.
No one just walk around like swinging their bitch tees.
Yeah, exactly. Pulling the Molly Ringwald from the Breakfast Club move and putting on lipstick with their tees.
Forgot that. I was wondering where you're going with that.
Yeah, you know, it's...
No, yeah, I assume
I'm usually
like,
digging for gold.
You usually don't see them walk... Yeah, maybe they'll
oh,
lift
my Lord.
A free bench
What's with
once.
These calls?
We just blowing up.
I'll get it. I'll handle it this time. Hello.
Is that
certainly.
Our mom.
Well, I'm sorry. What was that?
Ooh, it's a lady.
I think it's my mom.
I think yes. One moment, Mrs. Reynolds.
What did she ask for?
What did I think of?
Hello.
I don't.
Jenna 6.
All right, we got our first weird cable access.
Now we're
VR
scared.
Caller.
And the
now
lights went out
on
in
the
studio.
Now the floodgates are open. The weirdos are calling.
Is this Mrs. Reynolds? Okay.
Oh,
I thought I recognized the voice.
Sorry, Mrs. Reynolds.
She's talking about, what do you guys think of the 6 black guys in Louisiana who's a...
Oh, that's actually a good point.
Yeah.
Well, that's that some quickly. Shady all right. stuff, man.
I guess our listeners want us to talk about more life things, like CNN-type topics.
I think that's actually good. That's kind of weird she mentioned that, because I was thinking about that today. For those of you
what
who don't
know. What was the
deadly
weapon?
The deadly weapon
a
or
gym
shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know about that. I just heard it's like they basically just beat up a white guy.
Yeah.
And they're getting charged with like attempted murder.
Attempted murder, yeah, for whooping a dude.
Which, right. Yeah, probably if it was the other way around. you wouldn't see it happening.
Oh, of course not.
And yeah, you know, Al Sharpton, everyone's jumping in, and I think, well, the one guy was saying like, oh, he dropped the charges, which, I mean, if they beat the guy so bad, you got to go to the hospital.
They deserve something.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Not
but, not,
but not
murder.
Attempted murder.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, that is just...
Nah. And they're all juvies, too.
It's
right?
either racism so. Or just they're trying to crack down on crime so, you know, that place doesn't... But
that's
yeah, that
racist!
Yeah.
It is.
So, yeah, I'd say
I think
it's
we
excessive.
All can agree. Yeah, it's a little over the top. And by little, I mean a lot. Some shady stuff.
Whatever happened in the days was... You didn't have to worry about getting sued if you whooped somebody's ass.
Oh, God, I know, man. Or you could just beat
yeah.
someone regardless.
Yeah, not
of the
only
color
that,
when
you
skin.
Go to jail, you also get sued.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because you messed up the kid's teeth or whatever. Well,
yeah. You messed up his future as a hand model.
Like George Costanza.
Well, folks, I think that's actually about all we got today.
We're being. Gently.
I welcome.
Prodded out of the studio.
I welcomed Richard in. This
like Abriel out of the.
Out of Ned Devine.
I'm not leaving.
As
so
we
finish my beer.
As we wave our Bud Light angrily.
And for those of you who ever been to a strip club, once you hear Last Dance come on.
Last Dance.
It's time to be ushered out the door.
Get your dances while you can, fellas.
Keep your hands to yourself, your tongues in your mouth, but your eyes wide open.
Good Lord.
The strip club DJ uses the same voice as the ones on the radio.
It's true, man. Every strip club DJ is the same, and yet they all look different, but all sleazy in their own way.
It's a sad job, because you know they're not getting with any of that.
No, oh, no. Yeah. But they're leading everyone
to think
they
Fox
are.
Did in the Players Club.
Oh.
That was a movie, Leo. Movies are different from real life.
And on that, I think we'll give a little Dick Dale to end the day.
Why
folks, a goodbye, Will.
Have a good day.
Will, very well done. Leo.
All right, bye.
You rotten mother effort.
And if you'd like to get the URL to listen live, and hopefully I'll upload a few MP3s, you can find those at myspace.com/jpapageo. Again, myspace.com/jpapageo.
Which is J... P-A-P-A-G-E-O. There we go.
All right. We've had
the
practice.
A few ways to spell Papa Genius. Think Papa John's.
Thanks, ass.
You dumb mother.